Abu Bakr says this, I heard directly from my beloved 1 year ago on this minbar, and then he starts crying. Such was his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he said, my Nabi said, Is'alullah ta'ala al-afwa wal-afiyah. Is'alullah ta'ala al-afwa wal-afiyah. He said, beg from Allah, cry before Allah, make dua before Allah for forgiveness and for protection. Why? This is a human nature. We want to be protected, we want to be safe, we want our families to be safe. But do we let this culture of fear overtake us? Do we become those who hide away in some cave out of fear? Do we become those who become paranoid out of fear? Do we become those who start pointing the finger now in every direction? Allah protect us. You went to the masjid, you caught the virus. You went certain place, you caught the virus. You met a certain person, you caught the virus. Do this, do that, you will be protected from the virus. Face the reality, my respected brothers. Face the reality. Face the reality. Science has failed in the face of this virus. The medical fraternity of this world has been shaken to its core in the face of this virus. Every system of protection, so-called protection, has been utilized, and yet still people are getting this virus. It's not an accident, it's not a coincidence. It is Malikul Muluk, Allah, waking you up to the reality that by the Qasam of my Allah, no blade of grass moves in the heavens and the earth without the permission of Allah. No one of you will get this virus without the permission of Allah. This virus cannot exist also without the permission of Allah. It is Allah in control. It is Allah in control. Turn back to Allah. Turn back to Allah. Knock on the door of Allah. Listen to this khutbah that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala gives on the authority of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, ask Allah for protection. And then what does he say? فَإِنَّ أَحَدًا لَمْ يُعْتَ بَعْدَ الْيَقِينَ خَيْرًا مِنَ الْعَافِيَةِ. Allahu Akbar. This sums up the entire reality for us. My Nabi said there is nothing better than protection that Allah will give you, as long as there is one condition. One condition my Nabi attached to it. Ba'dal yaqeen, min al-afiyah. Nothing is better than protection as long as your yaqeen in Allah is intact. As long as your yaqeen in Allah is intact. It is not that mask that protected you. It is not your social distancing that protected you. It is not your isolation that protected you. It is Allah that protected you. And if you got the virus, it was His design. Yaqeen, conviction. Because on that day, in Allah's court, this is the thing that's going to count. This is فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ الصَّدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. This is it where Allah says we will find out who was true. You said, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, were you true? You said, Fa'alam annahu la ilaha illallah. You said, Rabbul Mashriqain wa Rabbul Maghribain. You said, Rabbul Masharik wa Rabbul Maghrib. You said, Rabbul Samawati Saba wa Rabbul Arshil Azim. You said, Iyam saskallahu bidur, fala kashifa lahu illahu, wa yuridka bi khayr, fala radda li fadli. You said, Allah, you are my Malik. Allah, you are my Hafiz. Allah, you are my protector. Ya Allah, I can never be harmed without your permission. I can never be benefited without your permission. You read La ilaha illallah. Allah, this was your iman. You said to Allah, my life is in your hands, my death is in your hands. You said all this. Allah says, we want to see whether you were true in this. At your hour of need, when my test came, when the harlot came, when the condition came, did you shrivel away in fear somewhere? Did you start pointing the finger of blame elsewhere? Did you abandon the house of Allah? Or did you get up in the dead of night and cry before Allah? Did you frequent the house of Allah? Did you knock on the door of Allah? Did you connect yourself with Allah? Allah says, we were testing you. Halat and conditions are not there for us to focus on the actions of others. Halat and conditions are not there for us to start pointing the fingers at others. Halat and conditions, what does Quran tell us? You want afiyat, you want protection, you want comfort, you want succor. You want my Allah who is Qadir-e Mutlaq, who in 1 second brought this virus to take it away. You want the condition to be changed. What does Quran say? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah says introspect. Look within yourself. Allah will never change the condition until you don't change. Not the next person. My Nabi, in the first khutbah he delivered sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina al-Munawwara, what did he say? Man aslaha ma baynahu wa bayna Allah, aslaha Allah ma baynahu wa bayna khalqi. He said, you correct your relationship with Allah. You ask yourself, what did you do? Did you focus on others? Did you start pointing the finger at others? This is the trap of shaitan. The requirement, my respected brothers, is point the finger to yourself. Point the finger to yourself and ask yourself, this condition has come from my Allah. Has it taken me closer to my Allah? Am I knocking the door of Allah? Have I made tawbah? Have I changed my life? Have I asked Allah forgiveness for my major sins? Have I revised my objectives and understood? My Nabi said, Ud nafsaka min ahli al-qubur, count yourself amongst the residents of the grave. Have I analyzed my objectives in my life? Am I crying in dua? Have I come back to the masjid? Allah protect us. Allah forgive us. I hope I am wrong. As an ummah, we have failed. As an ummah, we have failed. Our masjids are empty. When it was 4-5 subs, it's 2 subs. In every direction, we can blame the authorities, blame whoever you want. The question is, has this brought us closer to Allah? Has this condition brought us closer to Allah? That is the only question. If it has brought you closer to Allah, if you are frequenting the masjid, if you have changed the objectives of your life, if you have understood that you are on borrowed time, this time has to be given to the service of humanity, this time has to be given for the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you have made that decision with Allah, then by the qasam of my Allah, everyone around you can die. You can lose everything, but you have gone closer to Allah. I'm sitting on the minbar. 100 qasams, there is no one more successful than you. But if this has not happened, if this test has not taken you closer to Allah, if it has made you abandon the masjid, if it has made you abandon Allah, if your mayar of Quran and dua and crying before Allah hasn't increased, if you have entered into a culture of fear, you are afraid of your own shadow, you haven't connected yourself with Allah, you haven't understood that He is my Malik, He is in control, there is still time. There is still time. Allah's clemency, Allah's forgiveness, Allah's kindness, we can't even describe it. The condition around us, wallah, this is Allah's rahmat to bring us closer to Him. Nothing my Allah does except khair and good for us. Ajaban li amri al-mu'min, my Nabi said, for a believer everything is good. Let it take us back to Allah. Let it cause us to connect ourselves with Allah. Coming back to that first khutbah, my Nabi said, correct your relationship with Allah. Each one of you, correct your relationship with Allah. Introspect. Don't point the finger at others. Don't worry whether he's wearing the mask or not. Don't worry whether he's social distancing or not. Don't worry about whether whatever the next person is doing. Come out of this. You are going to lie alone in your cupboard. You're not going to lie in his cupboard. And when Allah questions you, it will only be you. He's not going to be there. Allah is not going to ask you about anything about the next person. Come out of this trap of shaitan. Man aslaha ma baynahu wa bayna Allah. Correct your relationship with Allah. And my Nabi says, Allah will solve every problem of yours. Allah will correct your relationship with the entire creation. Allah will never change the condition of a people until you yourself do not change. This is the crunch question. Has this taken me closer to Allah? As an ummah today, cry tears of blood when we see what has happened to our masajid. Cry tears of blood, Allah's qasam, when we see what has happened to our masajid. What has happened to this ummah? Coronavirus is Allah's test to make us come closer to Him. Not to run from His house. And not to point the fingers at others. You went to the masjid and this happened to you. Fear for your iman. Fear for your akhirat. Fear for the day when you are going to stand in Allah's court. Don't fall into this trap. The companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this. Many sahaba said this. I'm quoting the words of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, and this I will terminate. You want to die with iman. You want to die that Allah is happy with you. You want to die when you meet Allah, that is a meeting of serenity and calmness. That is our goal and our objective. He says, man sarrahu. Man sarrahu kan khol kar sun lena. Man sarrahu an yalqa Allah ghadan muslima falyuhafiz ala hadhihi aulai salawatil khams haythu yunada bihinna fa inna Allah ta'ala shara li nabiyyikum sunan al-huda wa innahunna min sunanil huda. He said, any one of you. Many Sahaba said this, Abdullah bin Masood, I'm quoting, radiallahu anhu. Any one of you who wants to meet Allah with his iman intact, with his deen intact, with his akhirat intact, then guard religiously your five salah in the masjid. Because Allah has ordained for his Nabi practices of hidayat that will bring hidayat for you and humanity. And this salah with jamaat in the masjid is amongst those practices of hidayat. وَلَوْ صَلَّيْتُمْ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ كَمَا يَفْعَلُ هَذَا الْمُتَخَلِّفُ عَنِ الْمَسْجِدِ لَضَلَلْتُمْ. Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu anhu says, if you will start getting into the habit of making salah at home, and in the latter part of this hadith, because I'm running out of time, he has mentioned that in our time, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it was only the munafiq that would do this. Malumun nifaq, whose nifaq was known. Only he would read salah at home and not in the masjid. Abdullah bin Masood goes on, if you will do this, la dalaltum, you will go astray. Allah protect me, protect you, and protect the entire ummah. If you will abandon this practice of hidayat, wallah, my respected brothers, take the precautions. Don't argue with one another about this. Focus on yourself. Focus on yourself. Introspect. Wallah, this condition has come from Allah. Allah protect every one of us. Make it easy. But the objective is preparation for that day when we are going to stand in front of Allah. Has it taken me closer to Allah, or has it distanced me from Allah?